I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More flights carrying Haitian migrants from the United States to the Caribbean homeland continue today. The ongoing mass expulsion comes in response to a growing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Attempted border crossings reached a 21-year high this summer. Mission Christ's Jason Wolford says they're sending the hope of Christ to desperate people in a Mexican border state.
We have the Mission Christ Spanish Bible, the New Testament, and we've just purchased 25,000 of those. We're getting those at a greater amount all over Mexico, going into now Chihuahua, Mexico.
Mexico may top 100,000 new asylum claims this year, breaking a new record. But you can join a record-breaking hope mission through Mission Cry at missionnews.org.
We're able to produce this and get it into the hands of somebody for $2 a Bible, which is unheard of.
And the devastation of two world wars caused international bodies to draw up definitions of refugees and guidelines to care for them. Since then, however, an increasing number of people have become displaced due to conflicts around the world. A man we'll call For Dignity works with Teach Beyond out of Nairobi, Kenya, and he says,
a refugee is known as someone who, due to some political reasons, based on his either his security, his religion, his political affiliation, was forced to leave his country and crossed border to another country.
Himself a refugee, For Dignity was forced to leave his country because of tribalism in 1994. Many refugee families have difficulty educating their children, but God is building his kingdom among these displaced people. Ask him to equip Teach Beyond's work in this area. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.